here's another sign of a big win happening here in Ontario. Doug Ford, who is a total another douchebag, has decided that they will not enforce vaccine mandates for healthcare workers. Lots of individual hospitals have tried to do that, but they've actually not done it. They're not going to do it. Why? Because he looked around and he saw that BC tried to do it. They had to lay off 2,000 people the first day. Now they're canceling like 200 surgeries a day. They'll probably get hired back soon. They're not doing it. They're just simply not doing it. Quebec also came out and said they won't do it. They said that they're going to make it for new hires. I bet you they won't even do that. Because remember what happened in Quebec, if you've been paying attention here to your favorite Canuck from the other side of the COVID curtain on the Kennedy Profession on the last live radio station standing. This is a Crusade Channel. If you're joining us on the free stream, you're not going to hear the whole broadcast. You've got to go to crusadechannel.com/go and sign up. While you're there, don't be afraid to use the coupon code Kennedy so we know where you're coming from. Now, that's crusadechannel.com/go. Use the coupon code Kennedy. If you've been paying attention to your north of the COVID curtain correspondent, I was talking about Quebec the last couple weeks. They blinked. They were going to lay everybody off, 15,000 to 20,000 healthcare workers. They blinked. They said, we're going to give you an extra month. Now they've come out and said, we're not just going to give you an extra month. We're just not going to lay you off. Why? Because they can't. Because, like I was talking with Jim Hale on the other side of the break, pain is real. When you start inflicting pain on the people, they wake up. You can inflict a little bit of pain, but you can't institutionalize it. You can do lockdowns as long as you keep the pornography going, the Netflix, the takeout. But even that, you can only do it for a little bit of while until you start laying people off, till the welfare checks dry up. You've made it, you government bastards, you've made it that people miss their cancer screenings. So now you need all of the healthcare workers possible. Just like with the vaccines, people are dying from them. You're inflicting pain. They're waking up. When you start to poke somebody with a cattle prod, even if they're strung out on a heroin trip or they're in a coma, metaphorical coma, they're going to feel it. When you start inflicting pain on the people, they wake up. Well, they've started to inflict pain on the people and they're waking up. They cannot lay off all the health workers indefinitely because people will, again, as I've said, they'll begin to feel the pain and they'll go, wait a second. This hurts. I don't want to hurt. If you're going to hurt me, I'm going to go with the other guy who's not hurting me. We've debased ourselves as a society to the level of beasts by embracing things like evolutionary theory, getting rid of God, etc. Well, if we're going to be beasts, then we're going to be beastly. And the one thing that a rabid animal will always respond to is pain. Once the leftists start inflicting legitimate pain on the population, and the population says, enough. And because we're beasts, guess what else happens? You start to bite back. Quebec has decided not to do it. Now, what they're saying is they're going to have a very onerous testing regime where I think you got to take a test every couple days or something like that. Got to remember, they keep blinking. There's no reason to suggest that they're not going to keep blinking. 2022 is 57 days away. Can you imagine? That's like four press conferences away, if you think about it. 2022 is four press conferences away. The virus is endemic, according to the experts. Now, you know this is going to be about pushing the climate narrative. But before we get to talking about the climate narrative, we need to talk about more of the truth that is coming out. Because it is coming out. There's an article here. It It's called CDC emails. Our definition of vaccines is problematic. This is from somebody's Substack. Substack, man, has been awesome the last little while. It says the CDC caused an up. Actually, I'll put. Sorry, I'm going to put this into the chat because I will forget. Somebody tweeted or put in the chat, never go full retard. That's exactly it. You just can't go that. You can't go all the way through. And another news article here, Italy's suspected COVID deaths have been corrected to a much lower amount. Can't find the title. But anyway, so the truth is coming out about these different things because, again, I've talked about it from a Canadian perspective, but it applies everywhere. We've got the death numbers coming out at the end of the month. We've got the death numbers coming out at the end of the month. They have to decide whether they're going to cross the Rubicon all the way through and really go whole hog and just complete 1984 doublespeak, or they've got to find a way to weasel their way out. I don't think they have the balls to go all the way. I just don't. It says Italy's suspected COVID death corrected from 132,000 to 3,700. Now, I haven't read the article. I imagine it's going to be just like the CDC numbers where, you know, all of it was comorbidities. But in any case, what we're seeing is the truth continue to come out. Okay. And there's an article here where it says the CDC caused an uproar in early September 2021 after it changed definitions of vaccination and vaccine. Now, what did they change them to? This is prior to September. It said vaccine is a product that stimulates a person's immune system to produce immunity to a specific disease, protecting the person from that disease. Vaccines are usually administered through needle injections, but also can be administered by mouth or spray into the nose. Vaccination is the act of introducing a vaccine into the body to produce immunity to a specific disease. Now, this is the changed one. It's a vaccine, a preparation that is used, preparation, not a product, a preparation that is used to stimulate the body's immune response against diseases. Okay? It didn't say to produce immunity, to stimulate immune response. Vaccines are usually administered through needle injections, but can be administered by mouth, spray, or nose. So it goes from producing immunity to, and protecting the person, to stimulating immune response. The next one, it says vaccination, the act of introducing a vaccine to the body to produce protection from a specific disease. The first one said produce immunity. This says produce protection.